discussing Article 10. So.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'd like to begin by congratulating you for your designation as Chair of the Committee of the Whole in this review conference. You can count on the full support of the Peruvian delegation. Moving forwards, I will refer to Article 10. Taking account of the importance of cooperation and assistance to ensure the Convention's implementation, Peru supports initiatives whose aim is the full implementation of that provision. In that connection, we support the exchange of scientific information with peaceful ends of teams and materials, as well as, generally speaking, technology transfer, as well, of course, international cooperation on an equal footing and with no discrimination. This would be relevant even to prevent or mitigate future pandemics. My delegation also believes that it is pertinent to create permanent coordination mechanisms at the intergovernmental level in the Latin American and Caribbean region. This would allow us to develop cooperation and coordination on the regional level to confront the potential negative implications of the use of agents, toxins, weapons, teams, and vectors as specified under Article 1 of the Convention. In this connection, the Regional Centre for Peace, Disarmament and Development in Latin America and the Caribbean, known as UNLIREC, located in Lima, would be the natural hub for future coordination. In the same vein, it would be productive to promote a dynamic connection between academic researchers and decision makers. This would allow the design of informed public policies on the basis of scientific evidence. The good practices that would arise from such an exchange between academia and government would need to be disseminated to positively contribute to confidence-building measures. Finally, Chairperson, taking this opportunity, I'd like to make clear Peru's support for initiatives seeking to incorporate a gender perspective in the implementation of the Convention and in this conference. In that connection, we welcome the proposals made by Panama in connection with Articles 4 and 7. Thank you.